Hello and welcome to the fifth in this series of 5-minute podcasts related to the topic of qualitative research and the early years learning environment. In this episode, I'm going to briefly consider the heuristic value of poetry within the creative analytic paradigm. More details of the paradigm can be obtained from my website at www.eyle.org. Tom Barone's paper, entitled Science, Art and the Predispositions of Educational Researchers, published in the journal Educational Researcher 2001, identified two basic human needs, one linked to the formal scientific methodology of positivist research, and another that is more closely related to arts-based research. Closure and certainty, on the one hand, with the desire to know the truth, and the desire for multiple meanings and interpretations, on the other. He argued against strict adherence to scientific method in educational research and drew attention to the contrasting aims of arts-based research, i.e. raising questions, generating meanings, stimulating reflection and discussion, re-examining assumptions and questioning hegemonic ideas and values. With regard to the aesthetic character of arts-based research, Barone drew particular attention to heuristic literary-style design elements, such as use of contextualized and vernacular language, metaphor and the role of enhanced ambiguity. However, literary style design elements can also perform a different heuristic role. The function of my poems within the creative analytic paradigm is to provide support for the longer term dispositional turning towards dimension of the paradigm. The poems act as a heuristic device maintaining the perceptual experience in relation to the evocative object, where the tendency in more focused research is to move beyond the moment while preoccupied with the collection and analysis of data. The poem Traffic Lights and Furniture performs this maintaining the perceptual experience function by giving expression to the sense of contact, the being in relation to the physical setting. I'd like to talk about tables and chairs, bookcases and stairs, resources, playthings, pencils and paper. I'd like to talk about classroom displays, the different ways, behaviour, routines, rotas and rules. This poem really represents a being in touch with the physicality of the classroom setting. It's part of the dispositional turning towards, the suspension in consciousness that supports revisiting rather than dissolution, the dissolving of the perceptual experience during pursuit of a solution. Poems typically emerge within the creative analytic paradigm as part of the developing disposition rather than as a precursor or conscious strategy. Despite the I'd like to talk about, there's actually no particular intention that the focus should be precisely on questioning or discussing choice of colour schemes, costs, schematic layouts, regulations or policies or any of the other features of the setting. There's no formalised focus, but there is a connection with the primary sensitising concept, the physical setting, and there is also achievement, as well as desire and frustration in relation to self-expression and communication. In particular, the poetic form of traffic lights and furniture is a way of giving expression to the sense of contact, the being in relation to the physical setting. Although poetry may act as an alternative form of expression which helps the reader empathise with the substance of the research, the role for poetry within the creative analytic paradigm supports the paradigm's concept of glancing impression. The more unfocused nature of this paradigm, conceived as a dispositional concept and state of being, is particularly responsive to the poetic imagination as placeholder. The significance of a pictorial timetable, for example, displayed within the reading area in a reception class, begins to take form through the contemplative awareness expressed as a simple poem. Pictorial timetable, making the day available, centre stage, off stage, unnoticed, displayed. Informative label, keeping the parents amenable, class rules, teacher's plans, entangled, displayed. Glancing impression of redundant signs, uncertain images, from 12 to 20 point. Images of parental involvement, teachers, and play. This poem reflects a range of themes, including discourses of surveillance, authority, participation, parental involvement, literacy, and language. Okay, I think that's about 5 minutes, so look forward to the next episode focusing on another aspect of qualitative research and the early years learning environment.